Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 4. The First of Many. June 21, 2010. From Yahushua HaMashiach, He who is called Jesus, the Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, during an online fellowship, for a sister in Christ, and for all those who have ears to hear. This question was asked regarding this quote from the letters. Turn now from the churches, for it is finished. The bride is prepared and shall be taken out from among them. Is this only the people in the churches, or everyone? Because I was thinking of others that don't go to church, just some random person. They could repent and turn to the Lord today, and be gathered up tomorrow. Right? If the gathering up happened tomorrow. Thus says the Lord. Beloved, you have seen well, yet only as one who abides in the world, while having blurred vision. No one can see as the Lord sees, nor are you able to look upon the heart. Thus those prepared and bundled will be taken, both the first and the second of my harvest. Yet of the first. It is finished. My bride is prepared and awaits my hand, and lo, my hand is proceeding forth, and my voice calls to her already. Behold, I tell you a wondrous thing, your children have heard, for my lambs know my voice, and in their dreams they reach toward heaven. For the little ones remember, and long to return to the place from which they came. In the same way, all those who truly know me, and in whom I dwell, look always to the blessed hope, with joyful expectation. Therefore again I say to you, the first of many is finished, and only the lowly, of the lowly, shall be taken. Every person in whom I see of myself, and every innocent child in whom I dwell, having never departed. Therefore trust in me and believe my words, though you see only in part, though your understanding is restrained. Believe in me and trust also in my ways, for the will of the Father is made manifest through me. For I am that light which shines in the darkness, a beacon of hope for the oppressed, a way of escape for all those who give up their life in this world for my sake. The Deliverer. Thus everyone who will come to me, has come to me already, and will yet come running. For those made for me were created in my image, and can in no wise be broken off. For they remain with me always, where I am. For I am, and you are in life because of me, and my life has no end. You do not understand now what I am saying, but you will later. For that which is of me must soon return to me, that our love may be made complete, for there is no love apart from me. Even as the Father and the Son can in no wise be divided, in the same way neither shall any who are mine ever be divided from me. Beloved, I am the source of life. Nothing exists apart from me. And if nothing exists apart from me, then why do ye fear, as though I am not able at this very moment to set in order all things which the Father had ordained from the beginning? Beloved, I am Lord over all creation. And if I am the Lord over all creation, then I shall surely accomplish the Father's will. Behold, it is accomplished already. For I am set apart in glory. Even as the Father is set apart in glory. The power which has no limits and has always been. Even from everlasting to everlasting. I am.